Everyone, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please share it, and if possible, leave us a review. We hope you enjoy this episode.
In 3, 2, 1, welcome back, everyone, to the Bold Notions podcast. As always, with me is Matt and Steven. We got a couple of topics today. Matt, you want to start off?
Yeah, let's talk about Dan Bilzerian.
King of Instagram.
King of Instagram.
I have no idea who this is.
Oh, man. Is he a king or what?
Dude, he's fucking wild. The fact that you haven't heard of him is insane.
I think it's funny.
It's hilarious.
When you guys showed me before we started recording, I'd seen his face, but I just didn't know who he actually is.
All he does is, man, is fuck bitches. It's crazy.
Dude, he's basically what every man strives to be.
So, there's a rumor that apparently he's broke. I don't know if you guys have heard this. So, apparently his company is not making as much money as he claims they are, but he said that the company is doing really well. It was some ex-employee that used to work for him.
What does he even fucking do? Because I
smokes weed and fucks bitches and shoots guns.
Dude, yeah, he's everywhere. Let's start off with how he made his wealth. I'm pretty sure he made it from like poker. Yeah, and this guy, like, he okay. was a high fucking roller. I think that's the term.
If you listen, he's on Joe Rogan's podcast. He gives like his whole life story and stuff and how he came up. He is an Army veteran. He signed up for the Navy SEALs. He went through Navy SEALs boot camp twice because the sergeant didn't like him.
Didn't he have a broken leg or some shit?
Yeah, he did it with a broken leg, and then he got a pneumonia or something. So he had to go to... after that, he's like, all right, I'm done. I'm not doing this a third time. So he went through Navy SEAL boot camp twice. So he's basically like, I'm not doing this again. He leaves, starts going to college, starts playing online poker at the time. Young-ass Dan Bilzerian's playing online poker. He gets really good at it. So you know those poker tournaments?
Yeah, like
they're
the ones,
on TV?
Yeah, like what they have. I just assume like those guys just spend all their shit on like cocaine and hookers. Like after
you're
they
not
win.
Wrong.
You're not wrong. I'm getting there. So... He borrows, I can't remember the amount. I think it maybe was around $100,000. I don't want to say that that's what it was because I don't remember. But
we should really start having a personal fact check.
Personal fact check.
Once we get money.
On Dan Bilzerian's come up.
Independent fact checkers.
Yeah. Anyway, so he borrows $100,000 from his buddy, goes to play this poker game, wins. So he won a couple $100,000. So the guy across from him was a billionaire. He was pissed that he lost. So he said, I'll give you $4 million right now if you can beat me. Dan's like, okay, beats him, gets $4 million like this, and gives his buddy back more than he even lent him. Rents a private jet, rents some models for the week, goes to an island, shoots an Instagram video, and becomes the Instagram king. That's how he started.
Yo, how the fuck do we get that lucky, damn it? Let's all get into poker.
He's like a gambling Robin Hood.
Seriously, that's literally
that's,
how
that's
he came
all
up.
He did. He literally
that's all
was
he
just
did
like,
is won a game of poker.
All right,
like,
so
fuck that guy. I'm gonna beat him in hand.
Yeah. So this whole thing about his company going broke. What's the deal with that?
Apparently. Because of his lavish lifestyle, I mean, he spends so much money on just booze, parties, that house is supposedly not his, that he rents it, all this other stuff. And he uses his company, Ignite, which is a weed company now, and it's also like a clothing brand, but it's more of a weed company.
Yeah,
he makes those vape pens.
Oh, okay.
Ignite, yeah, that's what it's called. It's got like the bowl or something as the logo.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's his company. So basically he uses his company and his spending as like a write-off. So anything he buys, like the house,
yeah, he puts it
cars,
in the company name. It's,
he puts
it's
it in the company name.
Okay.
Is apparently,
but, it's all like write-offs and whatnot.
But I guess he's writing a tell-all book that's supposedly going to release soon that's going to explain everything. So I'm kind of curious on what, you know, exactly is going on. But anyway, one of his funnier stories was when he first became famous, one night he did like two or three Viagras, took those and did some cocaine. He said he was having sex with a girl for about 4 hours. He's like, I felt bad for her. It was just like, it was miserable. He ends up having a heart attack. Now, at the time, he was only like 20-something years old, and he said the most awkward moment in his life was having to wake up in the hospital with an erection, and his parents are right there, and having to tell his parents that he wouldn't tell the doctor what exactly he took. He was like, oh, I don't know what's going on. He kept saying, oh, he just took something at the club. He wouldn't tell him, and the doctor's like, all right, what'd you do? He's like, I took like two Viagras and I did some cocaine.
The doctor looks at him. Yo, this guy seems like a fucking blast to be around.
Holy shit. So all he does is what he explains is he has these girls live with him and they have to wear his brand if they're on Instagram, I'm sure. I don't know if it's all the time. So, but they get calls from Victoria's Secret and other modeling agencies just for living with him.
Yes, he's just basically he's living like an influencer life.
Yeah.
And you know, all the girls around him, all these scoozies.
Scoozies.
All these scoozies, you know, like if they're seen with Dan Bilzerian, modeling agencies will reach out to them like, oh,
he seems like almost like an Instagram pimp.
And he doesn't pay for sex.
That seems pretty pimpish.
Getting the clout is payment enough.
He literally says, I scratch your back, you scratch mine, quote unquote.
I scratch your back?
And he said, yeah, he admits it all the time. He's like, oh, you know, you do me a little favor and, you know, you end up getting called from a Victoria's Secret and, hey, we want to hire her.
No. So
they don't mind. Swear to God. They get rent free. They get to travel, all this other stuff. And all they got to do is blow him, I guess.
Man.
They get to fly on private jets.
How the hell did this guy not get a Me Too yet?
I have no idea.
That's the crazy thing.
I think it's hilarious. I love when people get offended by him because he doesn't give a fuck like what you think of him.
Yeah.
He posts his shit on Instagram and flaunts, you know, ass and titties all over the place. And
ass, titties, gun, weed, guns, everything, yeah. Dude.
And, I'm surprised no one's, you're over-sexualizing women and I'm like, but. They call him.
Yeah.
It's not like he goes and they call. They want to be there.
Right. They go. They seek him
and
out.
And they understand.
Like, that, hey, if you want to live here, you know.
Warm that job. We going to have a good night.
I got knee pads on deck.
But that's how it is, man. And it's just like, it's crazy to think about it, right? He really doesn't do anything. He just posted on Instagram. That's what started everything. And now he just gets laid. He says he has sex like twice a day. Twice a day. That's a lot.
What a fucking legend. Where does he find the time? That's the real thing.
Twice a day, 7 days a week. Holy crap.
Well, I mean, you don't got a job. You just kind of.
Yeah, he already got all the money, so he doesn't have to work. And he gets most of his money from his business. And I'm pretty sure like sponsors, like if he's posting on Instagram or anything, because this guy's following is
massive. Oh, and he hosts the biggest parties in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Everybody shows up. He has the biggest Valentine's Day is like his biggest party because he has a shit ton of girls there just dressed in basically nothing.
Dude, he's Epstein, but all the girls are actually overage.
Legal age. Yeah.
The legal
they're not
age.
Overage.
Or, yeah, legal age. You know what I meant.
Barely 18. No.
They just graduated.
I mean, some of them are probably like, yeah, college girls. You know they are.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I just want to start my modeling career.
So my opinion, or my question, not my opinion, would you want to live that lifestyle?
I mean, this is the reason why we started the podcast, isn't it? I'm just trying to do coke off whoa, a stripper's whoa, ass cheek.
Whoa. Well, he's engaged.
He's engaged. You're in a long term committed relationship. I'm just trying to have fun.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I'm just trying to live my life.
I'm fighting for my life here.
Man, I don't think I could do it.
You don't think so?
Here's my reasoning, right? Because after a while, just knowing me, I'd be like, man, get these fucking people out of my house. God damn. I need a second to myself.
I've watched this couch like three times already, and these hoes got all their ass cheeks on it.
All right, what about a week? Would you do it for a week?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would.
Yeah.
For a week? Fine.
Yeah,
we. I think anybody would. Female or male. And you can flip the script. You can have really hot dudes. Any female would do that. Dude. Imagine a female Dan Blazarian.
She's probably out there somewhere.
That's what they need in the world.
Taking that schmeat.
But, you know, social standards, you know, they'll be like, he's a hoe. But, you know.
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? I think it's stupid. If people are living their lives, fuck it, dude. Let them enjoy their shit.
Would you do it for 24/7? Would you be about that shit?
I don't know about 24/7.
Like, would that be your life? If you could get that, would that be your life?
Listen, I have the American dream where I want to be a family man, but I'd party for like a good year. I wouldn't mind. Like a good, good year.
He also claims he'll never get married because he said, why would I give half my stuff to somebody? I did all the work. I'm not giving you half my shit.
It's called a prenup, but you know, whatever.
A lot of women won't sign one, though.
Did you guys hear about, I forgot what NBA player it was, right? This motherfucker's wild. He planned on marrying this one girl. You know, he's like, hey, I'm going to marry you, but I got to know, will you sign a prenup? And she's like, oh, yeah, of course I'll sign a prenup, right? He's like, all right. And then, you know, he already did the proposal and all that. So a couple of weeks pass, you know, they're about to get married. And he goes, all right, you know, I'm kind of curious. You haven't signed that prenup yet. And she's like, oh, no, don't even worry about it. I'm going to sign it.
I heard about this. Yeah.
So, you know, down the road, they finally get to their wedding day. Hey, the prenup. Don't worry. I'll sign the prenup once we're married. Hold on, bitch. Right? And, you know, he's in the hotel room. He's talking to, like, his best bud. And he's like, yeah, man, she doesn't want to sign the prenup. And I got people to feed. If this relationship goes south, how am I going to support these people if I'm paying her half my shit? Right? And then, you know, eventually he talks to the priest. And the priest was talking about, he tells the priest, I don't know if I want to go through with this, because she said she's going to sign the prenup, but she never does. And the priest goes, like,
she gold digging, dog.
No, the priest goes, what prenup? She never mentioned a prenup. And then that's when he knew. He was like, bet, right? You know, she's get to the altar and whatnot. This guy never shows.
Oh, my God. Right?
And he goes out on the part, like, on the night, and he just parties with all of his boys. And then he gets a new hotel room, and he invites her best friends over. And then they all smash their best friend or her best friend. That shit is wild, dude.
That's petty.
That's petty.
That's being petty.
Matt, take notes. But yeah, man.
That's fucking wild.
That's a king move right there.
That's a king move.
That's what you call playing chess and playing that? Checkers.
What was his name again? Dan?
Dan Blazarian.
Yeah. King Dan.
You want his app, Steven? You know you want his app.
I don't want his app.
You just want to peek it. I just do like peek. You know what I mean? I want to see how he lives, because that's crazy. It's still crazy to me.
And what, afterwards, you got like a little tear in your eye. Like, oh, man. If only.
If only.
All right. Speaking of crazy lives, Steven, I know you wanted to talk about Colonel Sanders, the KFC guy.
Oh, dude. Colonel Sanders was fucking nuts.
Let's hear about it.
Okay, so before even starting like the chain, this dude had like 20 different jobs. The reason why he was like called Colonel is because the Kentucky like governor made him a colonel of like just shit. The dude would make citizen arrests with a shotgun outside of his fucking house just because he could. And then he delivered babies and shit, like, normally. No doctoring at all.
Yeah, he didn't even get his doctorate. He's just like,
he was just doing it.
Fuck it, I'm going to deliver these babies.
Fuck it, I'm just going to do it.
He dries them off in, like, the dry rum. what was it? The however many spices.
11 herbs and spices, boy.
It's got all placenta and shit on it.
If Toss you ask in. Somebody we know, he stole that recipe.
Oh yeah, the white man.
It was stolen. The white man stole the KFC recipe.
Yeah,
he's like, white people don't know how to fry chicken.
What's a white man doing with fried chicken?
I'm like, damn, I can fry a turkey.
But really, who really made that recipe for him?
I don't know. I don't know enough about Colonel Sanders. No.
I'm pretty sure it was Tituba from The Crucible.
Oh, Tituba.
No, he the one that really fucked me up was when they were like, yeah, so he had all these jobs, you know. He was a salesman at one point, just selling shit. And then he was also the dude who threw fucking coal into a locomotive train engine. I'm like, okay. When the fuck did he actually start making food, goddamn?
Yeah, how did he go from delivering babies to traveling on a train to fried chicken?
He ended up, because it was like right when the Great Depression happened, he ended up making a like roadside stand fried chicken, like bullshit shack,
like a hot dog stand,
pretty much, except for fried chicken at the side of the road.
That's a $1 million idea.
Yeah, that's fire. You know, I love me some taco trucks, but if there's a fried chicken truck coming down the road, oh, I'm running out my house
immediately. Though immediately, it fucking failed.
Really,
it failed completely. Man. So he had to go back to fucking, you know.
So never mind, it wasn't $1 million idea.
Damn. No, what he actually did is he got hired under a different person, and during his free time in the kitchen, he kind of just It was him and his wife bought a motel to support themselves because they actually could not. They were running out of money pretty much, and it was like right before World War II. And they were like, man, we're fucking broke. We better get something going on. And it was in his free time in the motel kitchen is where he perfected the 11 herbs and spices.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was him.
Yes, he claims it was him. He had the idea. He made it. And you can find it online. And how you cook it is in a pressure cooker.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he says you got to use a pressure cooker, and it's fucking amazing.
I'm gonna have to try that. I have a pressure cooker at home. I'm gonna have to figure this out.
So what were you gonna do? You were gonna do like a true or false?
Oh, I was. Yeah. I was, so over this episode, I'm pretty much gonna ask you a couple things, and we're gonna go into tangent topics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with the one you're most excited. So true or false, did Tony the Tiger get bullied by furries on Twitter?
True.
It seems like true.
Seems true.
It seems
it's
true.
It's 2020. Yeah.
What did he do to get bullied is what I want to know.
He didn't do anything. Okay, so yes, it is true. He did get harassed and raided by fucking furries.
Goddamn furries, man.
So, and they called it Tony Tigergate.
Oh my God.
I'm not even kidding. It happened back in 2015, and basically the Twitter account was out for a while, and then someone at Kellogg's was like, all right, put out a tweet. And he was like, hello everyone. And immediately the furries were like, hey Tony, send me some fucking dick pics. Send me the feet pics.
Oh, send me that schmeat.
Yeah, dude.
Schmeat.
And so
you could frost my flakes.
It was along those
you
lines.
You can circumcise me anytime.
Oh, hold on, bud.
That's what Kellogg used to do.
Oh yeah,
that is true. Yeah, that's another fucking wild fact.
Yeah, that is crazy.
He didn't want kids whacking it,
bro. Yeah, he's like, let's circumcise these kids so their dicks look weird, so they won't touch them, bro. Dick look weird no matter what you do to it.
Remember, give a Christian side hug.
Oh my God.
Hug him from the side. So there was a whole video about that. But yeah.
So Tony gets fucking raided by a bunch of furries asking for dick pics and fucking shit. The one that fucked me up was the one was like, Daddy Tony, please not me.
Oh no.
Dude. It was fucked up.
Furries are weird as shit, right? I want to go into, you know, another tangent about it, but so when I was working at Benihana, across the street there was this hotel, and every year there would be a furry convention, right? And
I feel sorry for you already.
Oh yeah. Oh dude. Fuck. Later in the day after the convention, a bunch of them will come over to Benihana's or any of the restaurants over there, and you know, eat and whatnot. So I'm serving a table, fucking 8 furries, right? All weirdest shit except one, right? You know, I'm doing my thing. One of them just like barks, didn't say anything. I was like, what would you like to order? And she will bark at me. And she's, it hurt. The one that seems sane, she's embarrassed as shit. She's like, just give her the chicken and fucking rice. And I was like, all right, whatever. Right. You know, at the end of their meal, I go to give them their bills. And the bitch that was barking, she's like, I don't know how to sign. And she wrote a dog paw. And I was like, I guess this work. Right? I was like, what is going on, dude?
So for reference for you listeners, Matt really doesn't know much into the furries. And
I don't know.
Dude, they're weird as shit. So what furries are is like they're people that either think or they believe they have a fursona. And they call it a fursona, not a persona, a fucking fursona.
I'm sure. If you are a furry, you know, not all of them.
You were bullied in high school, yes.
Yeah. You probably bullied. You probably hanged out in the band hallway and stuck a foot.
Hey, I was
in
band, fucker.
Well, hey, you managed to not be a furry, so that's a good thing.
There is a glimmer of hope.
Yeah. But it's crazy. They wear like these fucking fursuits. Right, and it's like modeled after their fursonas, like a fucking cartoon
that costs thousands.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money. So I'm like, okay, so being a furry must be a privilege, because if you have enough money to buy a fursuit,
well, they probably live in their mom's basement.
Who the fuck knows? But no, furries are just weird as shit. Dude.
Timmy, can you come upstairs for dinner? I told you, Mom, it's fucking Ajax the Fox.
So there was another convention. I forgot what where it took place. It's called Rainforest.
Yeah, Rainforest.
And man, the furries went wild. Like in the beginning of the day, you know, everything was normal. They're all walking around in their fursuits and whatnot. But like when nighttime started, these got crazy. Oh my God.
You just dropped the N-word.
I'm going to have to beep that out. It's okay. I'm part black. But... But yeah, these motherfuckers like went crazy. Like they flooded the hotel, unscrewed some bolts, so when people like flush the toilets, it just flooded the whole floor. So like I think that they said it was like 2 inches of water, ruined the whole hotel room. And then they just like would fucking all the hotel rooms, fucking clog all the hot tubs and pools and everything, and just destroy the hotel that they took place
My at. Favorite part is when they did the diapers.
Yeah.
And they fucking threw used diapers everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere.
Like human?
Human
like,
diapers.
Not human. Duh, human. Yeah. Adult is what adult, I have to say.
Adult diapers.
They were shit in them?
Filled with human piss. Feces and
oh
piss.
Oh my God.
And they fucking threw it everywhere.
I'd
on,
be so
on
upset.
Guests, like cars and shit, they would throw it on guest
Let
cars.
Let me guess, these are liberals.
Who the hell knows?
Makes sense.
Who the hell knows?
I have no idea.
But, and it's funny because they're like, oh, we're not all like that. There's a lot of you weird fucks that are like
so
that.
So far, the ratio's not looking good.
So I don't understand. Is that supposed to be like, if you, like, so, okay. What does it call
okay,
it?
Okay, so a furry is someone who believes that they are
that animal.
That animal. Yeah. They feel that they are a it's fox a or a an animal trapped in a human body.
Yeah, it's a whole different persona, but they call it fursona. It's mind-boggling. And I was going to bring this up when we were talking about fetishes, because a lot of them do fetishize, like they would fuck in their fursuits, which seems like it would get hot real fast.
And the furry like community has been really known for pedophile grooming of their younger
these
people.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, we might have to bring Hitler back just to do what he did best, but with furries this
with
time.
With furries?
Yeah.
So speaking of the H-Man himself.
The H-Man.
I don't know if we should call him the H-Man.
Well, I don't know. Can't you just get like fucking silenced for even using his name in today's day and age?
I have no idea.
Hey, I can say Hitler all I want, okay?
Yeah,
I'm from Poland. Right?
Yeah, he fucked your country up. Matt's having flashbacks.
To you, Hitler is like saying the N-word.
Wow. Wow, Tom, really? I'm sorry. Fucking bigot.
I said both of them already in this podcast, huh? I am a piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
All right, but talking about Hitler, what are we talking about?
You want to do another true or false?
Yes.
Fuck it, let's go.
Okay, true or false. Did Henry Ford get the Iron Cross from Hitler?
True.
Oh, that has to be true.
It is. It's true.
All these seems true so far.
It's true. Henry Ford went over to Germany and met with Hitler. Yeah, there's photos of them together. Yeah.
Oh, I've not looked this up.
Because he made them the vehicles and stuff.
Damn, bro. And you're whipping a Ford Focus, man.
I know.
You're a piece of shit. How does your mom feel about that?
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're Volkswagens now. So if you own a Volkswagen, you support...
If you own a Volkswagen, if you wear Nike, you're a piece of shit.
You're a Nazi.
So he pretty much gave him the Iron Cross, and he was like, yeah, Mr. Ford's a real stand-up guy. He goes, he's really in line with my political beliefs, which was genocide, but...
He didn't know that, though, at the time. He just wanted Henry Ford to make him his war vehicles.
Well, and, you know, they go back, and there's been a couple instances where Henry Ford was like, you know, these freaking Jews, man. Oh, really? Yeah. That's yeah. They got some documentation where he was just like.
That's interesting.
He was him, like, what the fuck, dude?
Walt Disney.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Walt Disney was over there, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he meet with Hitler one time?
I'm pretty sure he's the one who said that Hitler did nothing wrong.
Oh, right. That's what it was.
Yeah, Walt Disney was also an advocate for some of Hitler's policies.
Oh, my God.
Revolving a certain demographic of people.
Wow.
Man, I'm just saying, somewhere out there, there's a picture of Mickey Mouse doing the Nazi salute, like an official artwork by Walt Disney himself. There has to be. It's probably with his frozen head, but Disney won't tell you that.
Oh my God,
fake news.
Fucking I forgot story. All about that.
Oh man, we should dive into that some other time. I haven't looked that up in so long.
So you want to talk about anti-vax?
Yeah, let's talk about some anti-vax. We were talking to our buddy Martin. Well, Matt was at first, and Matt asked him if he would he take the corona vaccine when it comes out, right? And he's like, "Nah, you don't know what the fuck they put in there. Fuck, that shit's wild." And then Matt goes, "Well, did you take the polio vaccine?" Hell yeah. and you're talking about you don't know what they put in the vaccines. That shit came out what, like? The early 50s or some shit?
Had to have. I don't know. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah, Matt goes, he's like, they created that vaccine on paper and pen, bro. They don't know what the fuck they were doing. They just guessed.
No, I ain't taking that fucking vaccine, dog. I ain't taking it.
Yeah, man.
1955. So you're telling me you trust the motherfuckers in the 50s that were basically guessing. I mean... We have supercomputers now that'll determine if it'll work or not. Before we even they were probably just injecting people in the 50s, okay?
Hey, yo, take this shot. What's in it? We'll find out.
Man, his kidneys just fucking exploded. Yeah, well, on to the next orphan.
I'm just saying, we literally all took a vaccine. Well, I did. I don't know if you guys probably didn't have to, but when I immigrated, I had to. Because all immigrants, when you immigrate here, you're required to have a polio vaccine.
I think you're still.
I don't think you guys took it, because I think it was already eradicated here. So I don't think it was a requirement for you.
Yeah, that shit's coming back, isn't it?
because anti-vaxxers, yeah. Dude.
God, that the idea of just not taking a vaccine. So where they got the idea of like vaccines cause autism was literally like from a Facebook forum. They're like. Or it was either a forum or it was like this one doctor who said that it caused autism. And then all these other doctors like, the fuck are you talking about? No, it doesn't.
To be fair, though, is there a way to prove that it didn't? Like I said, this is a vaccine made in the 50s.
Honestly, who fucking knows? But
it could.
I mean, you took it.
I took it, so I don't know.
You seem a little autistic to me, but I'm
no,
I'm
it wouldn't be
mean.
Me. It would be my children.
Well, oh, here's the thing. The 50s also had your well, you know, he's mentally challenged. Let's just give him a lobotomy, you know?
It's true.
Was cocaine in the coke back then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was. Unless...
I'm just saying...
Yeah.
I don't know... Okay, so I understand that it's technically not scientifically proven, but I said, is there an actual study that disproves this, or is there's no way?
A lot of doctors came out. I'm pretty sure there is, like, there's no proof that it does cause autism, but I'm pretty sure a lot of doctors, like, it doesn't cause autism, and there has to be a study somewhere out there.
I thought it was the whole fucking vaccines cause autism was because of some pseudo super Christian, like,
that was the doctor.
Yeah,
he was like, it causes autism, don't give your kids vaccine, God will take care of the disease. And so a bunch of people were like,
the same people who are like, pray the gay away.
Yeah, they're like, makes sense to me, fuck vaccines.
If God says it's okay, good enough for me, dog.
Good enough for me. That's wild.
Yeah, man. And the idea is just wild to me that it's proven to help prevent a lot of diseases. If you do get the disease, it's proven that, like, you don't get it as bad as you would if you're not vaccinated.
Okay.
But I don't want it in my children. They're going to be autistic.
Yeah. The anti-vax, especially, like, anti-vax moms are the fucking worst.
Dude. I know an anti-vax mom.
They are so fucking annoying.
And I am mad because of how close we are.
Oh, we'll have to tell you about that later.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
I'm just going to say,
you're both looking at me like, I know the answer.
I'm just saying.
I don't know the
answer.
She's
going to be in the family soon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And, oh, shit. And oh, shit.
I make fun of her about it all the time.
I had no idea about this till today. I was like, wait, what?
This shit just got a little bit more real.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
No, man. Yeah. I fucking cannot stand it. Especially when they're on, like, Facebook or some shit, or, like, Twitter, Instagram, they're like, my child doesn't take any vaccines because, you know, nature's at work here. Also, buy my essential oils. Just stick the essential oils up their ass. Yeah. That'll heal them.
Vic's night rub.
No, right, just take a sprig of lavender and just shove it right up your own ass.
Mom, it hurts. Well, that's just it working, okay? Yeah.
Do you feel like you have polio? No. That is working, isn't it?
That's wild.
But man,
that's fucked up. Yeah,
fucking A.
So do you think, would you take the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine?
I don't know. I probably would. I'm not anti-vax by any means, but I want some fucking statistics.
You're nervous because it's the fastest vaccine ever created.
It is. It is. And it's kind of rushed.
That's fair.
And they're using a different technology. Like, they're not using dumbed down versions of the virus itself. They're using, like, a bunch of these random proteins that mimics your body fighting it off, but it's not the actual virus.
Right. It's not like a traditional vaccine. Yeah. Like, with
it might just be autism in the fucking thing. It's gonna give corona autism.
It's proteins taken from people that have already had coronavirus.
Right. It's not like the traditional ways where, like, during the plague, how they figured out how to cure the plague was they cut open a lesion and then they stuck it in another dude and they were like, all right, let's see what happens.
That's so fucking gross.
That's what they did, though.
Yeah. And people took the vaccine made in the 50s.
Right. Yeah. They took the disease and they re-injected it in, and your body, you know, had the anti-immunes and bullshit like that, and your body's like, damn, cuz, thanks for the juice.
Juice.
I always say I wouldn't be the first person to take it, but, I mean, they're testing it right now, and if it's proven, like, it's at, like, what, 94, 96, like, success rate, I'll take it. I don't give a shit. As long as we can get back to normal, because I just want everything to open back up again.
I just want to travel, man. Yeah. I had a cruise planned. I had a trip to Europe planned, and everything got canceled this year.
You know, real shit. No, I just saw that. Do you think Dan juices?
Who?
Belzerian?
Yeah. Oh, you think he juices, dog? I seen the Instagram. Yes, and I was like, dog.
Of course. He probably did at one point. I don't know if he still does.
What he needs to do is juice up those goddamn legs of his.
They're saying his legs are small. I'm like, I don't think they're that small. No. I don't know. But I would. I think if it came out and, well, obviously we won't even get it first anyway. It's going to be old people and stuff.
Yeah, people at higher risk.
But once it's out, I'm like the flu shot. I take it every year when I'm at my physical. Yeah, sure, whatever.
I fucking hate walking into, like, auto parts store with masks on and shit, dude. I'm so over that.
I'm just over masks.
Yeah.
People, I hate it. People at work have, like, face shields on, right? And Matt's mom worked with us, and she was trying to talk to me, and I was like, Mama, you got to take that shit off. I can't understand a word you're saying. And then she takes it off. And then, you know, she has a thick Polish accent. And I was like, oh, maybe it wasn't the face shield.
Damn, man.
No, I love her, but no.
Good of a match. Not invited.
Yagze Mush, motherfucker.
He's not getting a plate on Thanksgiving.
But no, I love your mom.
Now watch what's going to happen. He's going to show up on my front door. You all got a plate for me, dog?
Damn, you hosting Thanksgiving this year?
Not me. I already did that shit.
Yeah, we did Friendsgiving.
That was Friendsgiving.
Yeah, we're going to his parents. Fuck it.
Yeah, we're going.
Uninvited.
Uninvited.
We got to talk to his dad about his situation.
Heard you got that, some.
That's
food.
That's private. We'll talk about that.
That's hilarious. Anyway, but yeah, I want to take it because they're saying now you won't be able to fly internationally or if you're not vaccinated. If you're anti-vax, a lot of places won't let you in. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that one's like, it's on the weird line of like, the government shouldn't
dystopian
tell you what to do.
Kind
not
of
the
bush.
Government. Businesses.
Yeah, okay.
Not the government. I'm talking about like Delta.
I feel like businesses, like with when it comes to free speech, and we'll talk about some like free speech and some like that in a minute. But if it's a business, they have all the right to say, hey, we can turn you down if you don't have the vaccine.
Yeah, yeah. It's a private business, you know.
But if it's mandated by the government, that's a little on the border.
Should they have an option to wear a mask or have to wear a mask if they're not vaccinated? Or they shouldn't be allowed at all? What do you think?
This is a question for smarter people. But
it's just an opinion. Yeah, I don't know if this is actually
we narrowly
happen.
Escaped the vaccine autism, okay?
we were on the fence there.
But yeah.
That's my kid's problem, not mine. I'm kidding. Give me all the vaccines.
But yeah, I feel like if you don't take the vaccine, just be mindful about, you know, other people and strap on a mask.
True.
Public health, just be more conscious about it. You know, there's not really much you can do to force people to, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to stop everybody from not wearing a mask. I mean, that's already happening right now, you know.
That's why I don't understand why there needs to be a mask mandate if businesses are already not letting you in unless you have one. So what do you need to do? Wear a mask when you're outside?
Fuck. Old Joe said you got to wear one while you're inside your house.
Nah, okay. It,
Matt told me a weird statistic, and it still boggles my mind.
That's what the CDC said, man.
Most cases, is it most cases? Or
no.
You tell them.
Yeah, most of the cases happening now are in-home infections.
Damn, bro.
So that means someone's coming home giving it to their whole family.
If I'm sitting in my room and one of my grandparents cough, bro, we're scrapping.
So this is why they don't want you having Thanksgiving. They don't want you driving over to your parents' house. And
they don't want you to eat turkey.
They don't. They don't. The governor of Michigan said, FaceTime. Go on FaceTime.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what's going on? But I'm like, but you shut all the restaurants down. I thought that would stop it. What happened?
Oh, it didn't work.
Oh, it's in-home spread? That's wild.
Jesus, bro. Just hide in your room. That's
I don't understand who sits around the table and goes, yeah, we have a lot of in-home spread of people going to work and coming home and spreading to your entire family. But fuck that bar. We're going to close it. It makes no sense, but we're going to close anyway. And the Restaurant Association, I read an article, said that they're only responsible for 4% of the outbreak. 4.4% of the entire outbreak in Michigan.
Aren't they trying to sue her right now? Like
that shit failed.
Damn.
Because I guess that the health department can do whatever the fuck it wants because they're basically using laws from the Spanish flu or some shit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically they lost the lawsuit. But it doesn't make sense to me. I was telling him, I said, do you really think the cases are going to slow down because you shut a restaurant or a bar down and an indoors fucking swimming pool.
Damn, the bar is closed. Hey, let's go all to Matt's house tonight and drink. You know
what? Yeah. Dead ass, yes. Or just going to work. How many people come from different cities to work?
That's true.
That's where the spread is coming from. Yeah. It's like if Joe Schmo gets the coronavirus, gives it to one of your coworkers, comes to work, infects the whole plant, they go home, infect everyone in their house. That's what's happening.
All right, and then 3 days later,
they're like... But fuck Applebee's.
Fuck their dollar margaritas.
Oh, are they running out of business? That sucks.
That sucks. You should have masked up.
That's what they're doing, and it's crazy. It's like... But to be honest, the statistic for... Wear a mask while you walk in the restaurant, but you don't need one when you're eating.
It goes right over your head when you sit down. That's why.
Yeah, man. Can't get you when you're eating.
Yeah, that was the most bullshit
thing. And after 10 o'clock. Yeah. It can't get you after 10 p.m.
Yeah, dude. Like, when they said that, I was just kind of like, okay, so they're reopening your restaurants. That's cool. I get to eat out. And then when you sit down, I'm like, this is the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, when you go to the bathroom, though, don't forget your mask.
Yo, they're chilling in there. You better put your mask on.
It's in the bathroom, like and it's in the hallways. It's
like a fucking gang of people who are just coughing. They're like, what are you doing over here, huh? You ain't got the coronavirus?
How tough are you? How tough am I? That's awesome.
Oh, man. I'm just so ready for all this to be over.
It's crazy to me. It's just mind-boggling that we elect somebody and they literally go, well, most of these are coming from people going to work. Fuck that. Fuck science.
How do we eradicate the China flu? God damn it.
The Kung flu? The Kung flu.
That's hate speech.
And that's how I'm going to transition into hate speech because I can't think of anything. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, so hate speech is definitely one of those hot topics, dog.
Yeah, it's been real hot.
We're walking the thin line here, ooh, boys.
Well, you guys are. I'm a minority. I'm allowed to use hate speech. Oh, it's okay. We're good. It's okay. Don't worry. You guys know an Asian,
yeah,
black.
Yeah, he's like half Chinese, yeah. We're good.
We got the hate speech card, dog.
We get a pass.
You guys get a stamp of approval. So, you know... The idea of hate speech, someone asked me, should hate speech be covered by, you know, freedom of speech? You know, what is it, the Second Amendment, first? I'm horrible with social studies. What do you guys think? Should freedom of speech be covered by it?
It's not right now, right? Currently. It's illegal or you can get in trouble for hate speech, right?
Can you? I don't know.
I don't think you can.
I think you can.
As if it involves you threatening someone, then you
if
can
you're,
get in trouble.
Yeah, if you're like making a threat, but like...
Yeah, but if you just say, you know, F and word and all this stuff...
Yeah, that's racist. And
it's racist, it's bigoted, but you can't get in trouble for it.
Yeah, look, there's a fine line between being bold and being racist, right? Fuck people that are racist.
Yeah,
So I guess they can use it against you in court as a hate crime.
Right, yeah, but it has to pertain to your
if you're threatening someone, if you're
right,
or if like if you beat the crap out of like a gay dude, that's just, you know, you're beating the crap out of somebody. But if you say faggot while you're doing it, oh my god, dude. So what I wanted to talk about, the idea of actually just banning hate speech in general. Like, I'm pretty sure it's in England where if you say anything like hateful, not even threatening, you just like, you know, just accidentally call someone by the wrong gender or something, and that's considered hate speech.
England is just a fucking dystopian nightmare of a government.
Goddamn worst Pakistan. Is that what we call it?
It's the worst Pakistan. But, and if you know what I'm talking about, that's why.
Yeah. It's the idea, like, you're just walking such a fine line, because what difference hate speech and just ignorance, it's just a bit of nuance, right? And let's say if I... Like I just said, faggot, right?
Right.
I'm not using it like as a hateful thing. It's just a word. I honestly don't use it to offend anyone. But if someone would to hear me, I'd just say whatever, that's like gay or whatever, and they think that's hate speech. If hate speech was illegal, and I get caught for that, that's fucking retarded. using another
that's hate speech.
Sorry to all my Polish people.
Oh, damn. Dog, he is shooting today.
Damn.
Bold.
But, yo, relax, Kung Flu.
You really went there.
Damn, bro. You're lucky we're not in England, dude.
You out here looking like you're making Rush Hour 4.
How do we go from discussion to a roast? Yeah.
Hey, man, I love this podcast because that's what we do.
Here's my opinion on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should have the freedom of speech no matter what. If it's hateful, fucking get over it. I'm sorry. It's words, dude.
Yeah. Whatever happened to sticks and stones, you know?
Sticks and stones.
Yeah, sticks and stones break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Like,
I mean, if you're gonna use derogatory terms towards minorities, or as you were saying, you know, calling someone a faggot or something like that, right? Yeah, okay, you're a piece of shit. But you're still protected under the United States Constitution, you know?
Yeah. You know what's great about, you know, freedom of speech? If people do use hate speech like that, you can completely avoid those people and never talk to them ever again.
Right. You know what's great about science? There's only two genders.
Oh, this guy's going to get the show canceled.
Well, it's been a great episode, everyone. That's pretty much
it's been a good run. But sorry.
No, and when it comes to like hate words too. Yep. The N-word or, you know, any kind of derogatory term towards minorities, it's you can't have one above the others.
Yeah.
They all either are bad or you can't pick and choose, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Speech is speech.
Because then you start walking a thin fucking line of what becomes, you can't say that.
I'm sorry, but if I mispronounce your pronouns and I go to jail.
Matt's definitely not an ally now. But it's funny, like, even with, like, derogatory terms, people need to just, like, grow up. Like, if someone called me a chink, dude, I'm gonna laugh in their face because that's a funny ass word. But, like, who cares? It's a word, right? And again, going back to that nuance, like, chink means, like, I forgot the exact definition. I think it's like a scratch or something. So, like, what if one of you guys, like, hey, there's a chink in that chair, right? And it's like a scratch or whatever. It would be weird to use that word, but, like, that's nothing hateful. But what if I was sitting in that chair? Now it's hateful.
Look, there's a chink over there.
Right? It's like, I feel when you censor what people say on the, like, in person, you're just crossing a line that, like, shouldn't be crossed. Everyone should have the right to say what they want. Everyone have the right to, you know, freedom of expression, even if their expression is
stupid.
Yeah. Stupid, let people have their stupid opinions. And what's great about that is we can judge them on their stupid opinions. Like, people might think this is a stupid opinion, but fuck it, man. That's the greatness of freedom of speech, and that's
the greatness of America.
God damn it, and that's why Matt immigrated here.
That's right.
The whitest, most Republican guy here, and he's a goddamn immigrant.
I can't even fucking vote, dog.
And I can't even vote.
He can't even vote. Yeah, I think it's definitely a hot topic, and I mean, okay, speaking of England, do you know...
We're just going to keep shitting on England.
Fuck England, dude.
I love their accent.
I don't disagree.
I love their accent, but...
Ireland really agrees. Fuck England.
Yeah.
You know? No, I mean, look at Count Dankula, right?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to bring him up.
Where
also.
He did... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Count Dankula, Matt?
No, I have no idea.
So there's a guy named Count Dankula, and a while ago, he made a video where he taught his pug how to do the Nazi salute.
No. I know exactly.
And
what
he got in jail. Yes.
And the reason why he did
this
it.
This was in Canada.
No, this was
in England. This was in England.
This was in England?
Well, technically, it was Scotland.
Yeah.
I thought that was in Canada.
The reason why he did that is because his girlfriend was like, oh, my dog's the greatest. He's cutest, whatever, and all that. And he's like,
well, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
What's the least attractive thing in the world? Nazis. I'm going to teach this dog to be a Nazi. Let's see how she really feels now, right? And then he makes the video, and then...
They fucking arrest him.
That's
They cool. arrest him for I think it was hate speech.
Why not arrest a dog?
Yeah. Well, he Matt, didn't do the Matt, Nazi you don't salute. Arrest dogs. You put them in the pound.
Well, why didn't the dog go to the pound?
But, yeah, like, he wasn't doing it.
Pug lives again, matter.
Boy, you got your dog license training.
He even admitted, you know, it's bad to be a Nazi. He's not doing anything hateful. He's just doing a funny fucking prank. Like, the idea of a dog doing the Nazi salute is hilarious.
Didn't he win that court case?
No, he didn't.
He's still fighting it.
Yeah. Really?
He's still fighting to this day. And he's just now, I believe, taking it to the UN.
Their version of Supreme Court or something?
No, it already got fucking shot down in England.
Yeah.
He's gone through every court.
If you're from England, I'm sorry.
And they all shot it down and they all said, you know, fuck off. So he's like, well, I can either give back the money from the Patreons or I can go to the UN's International Court of Appeals and try and get my human rights back, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And it's fucked up.
Yeah, and the idea of that, like, ever I don't ever think it's going to happen in America.
It better not.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like if you agreed with him getting put in jail for that, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because that shit's funny, first of all. And two,
it's hilarious.
If you're that psychotic to say, yeah, you should be thrown in jail. Dude, go fuck yourself. Yeah, you are no better than the Nazis.
Yeah. I truly believe that even as bad as Hitler was, you should be able to make fun of it. You know what I mean?
Like the Holocaust?
Holocaust. What are you talking about? I'm talking about like Hitler.
But, yeah.
Not the Holocaust. Yeah, I didn't say the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I'm like, you should be able to make fun of Hitler.
Damn, I failed art school.
Guess I'm going to kill or cause genocide.
Fuck it.
But you can't even, to not even be able to say Hitler is stupid. or make your dog do a Nazi salute.
It's
laughing
weird.
At Hitler.
It's weird. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of people outside of America talk about how America's like so racist and all that, right? And there's like, oh, we're better than you because you guys are like full of racism and all this and the tension between, you know, Black Lives Matter and police and all that.
Shut the fuck up, Australia.
Dude, they're also hypocritical. Have you seen how Australians treat like the indigenous people? They treat them like shit.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they treat them like absolute fucking shit.
And most countries treat, if you're a minority in that country, oh, they treat you like shit. Uh-huh. Like, I think it's South Africa where there's more black people than there's white, right?
Yeah. And the whole South African government flipped.
Yeah.
In 93.
Yep. And they treat all the white minorities there like shit.
Well, there's still slavery in Africa, so.
Nah. No.
Well, bringing up the South African thing, if we're talking about that, Just in general, they had a whole thing about how, okay, yeah, they were racist. All these white people were racist. So they kicked them off of farmer-owned land. White people own all, you know, these farms, right? Kicked them off. Oops. Guess what? Nobody knows how to farm except for the farmers. And then they went to starvation and shit.
Jeez.
Goddamn famines.
No, but I agree with you. Yeah, there is a lot of shit that other countries are like, psh, look at these fucking racists.
Yeah, they're so hypocritical. That's the thing. And it's like,
China, you have concentration camps.
Yeah, right.
That hold Muslims.
That hold Muslims.
Yeah,
allegedly.
What are they called? The Uyghurs. The Uyghurs. It sounds like Uyghurs, but the Uyghurs. Yeah, they're like Chinese Muslims that they're just living their life. And then China's like, nah.
No, you ain't do that. Oh, by the way, if the Chinese person's listening, Tiananmen Square, okay?
Ooh, that.
Is that where the concentration camps are?
No, it's called Fuck You, China, Get Off My Case.
Oh. Fuck, what was I going to say?
Damn communist.
Yeah. Ain't that crazy that there's still communism?
Like, yeah.
You know, I always thought, like, why haven't we just bombed them? But I realize we owe them a lot of money.
Well, I mean, if...
Their
people can do something about it if they don't like it. I mean, this is what I never understood. It's, oh, these people are oppressed or whatever in China or like North Korea, for example.
Yeah.
Like, there's more people than there is in, you know, North Korean government. So why not just take over? That's what the U.S. did.
Because they don't have weapons.
And why don't we give them some? Here you go. Started a revolution.
That's a good point.
That has gotten us in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Venezuela, but it's better than like Cuba.
Yeah, that's true.
Afghanistan.
All right.
And we went to Afghanistan. We were there also.
No. Prior. In the 60s with the Soviet Union.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
talking about like when we went to Iraq and stuff. Instead of going to Iraq, why didn't we just be like, here's some weapons.
Hey, yo,
take out ISIS.
You guys have fun. Here's a textbook on how to start a revolution.
It's their problem. You know, I hate to be that guy, but it's their problem.
Matt, you are that guy.
Yeah, it's sort of like, and I definitely agree. Why the fuck does the U.S. have to be the world police?
I hate that. No. It's like we have to
it's
be big
so
brother.
Fucking
Why
stupid.
Do we have to fight communism?
Why are we in over 20 different countries around the fucking world?
Exactly.
With military bases.
Exactly. We wouldn't have to ask this question if we all voted Jorgensen.
I mean, fuck Japan. I mean, that was coming.
Yeah.
They attacked us.
So
you don't attack us.
But now they make all of our electronics, like these microphones we're using.
And our cell phones.
Honestly, these probably are made in China. But let's
way to support communism.
Thanks.
Hey, man, I'm a hypocrite. I'm also
Nike, you piece of shit.
No, Adidas only, all right?
Oh, okay.
I'm right. Trying to be a Slavic dude.
He's supporting the Slavic family. And
for all we know, that shit's made in China, too. We should shut the fuck up.
No, bro, that shit's made in Vietnam, all right? My cousin sent me that personally. But, you know, let's change the topic. He's getting a little somber. Let's talk about, have you guys noticed there's been a lot of, like, Chinese hype beasts? Have you guys noticed that?
Oh, what?
Do you know what hype beasts are?
People that wear that Supreme
shit?
Yeah,
like they rock Supreme and all that, like all these name brands.
$100 a t-shirt? Yeah. Oh, that's gay. I don't even know. Idea.
It's
like,
insane.
Wait, like rice gum?
Yeah, like rice gum. Like that. You know how like all these, they're mostly Chinese. You know, there's some other countries also, but mainly why they're a lot of like these kids
it's
nowadays.
It's all because of K-pop.
Like,
God damn it.
No, not K-pop. So in hell. How most like Chinese families been getting a lot of wealth lately is because these villages in China, they would all, you know, just work and make a lot of money, and did he just gulp like a motherfucker? Dude?
I saw
you can enjoy that.
He put it in his mouth and he was like, all right, I'm just gonna shut it down real nice and
yeah. All right, so most of these villages, they will all chip in their money and all that, and they'll buy like property and like real estate and all that in like America, other countries, and the investment, like their return will be a shit ton of money. Right? Like a lot of countries will subsidize all these purchases and whatnot. And so you got all these, you know, villagers that used to live in huts and fucking, you know, smaller houses and whatnot with their villager etiquette, but they got all these millions of dollars now. So they'll move to America and they, even with all their money, they still act like villagers, right? So these motherfuckers, they don't know what like proper etiquette is when you go out in like cities and all that shit, right? And I want to share this story.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I heard like even like Chinese tourists are like horrible.
They're horrible. And I'm going back to Benihana, right? Oh, one God. Day, you know, I'm serving and all of that shit, and we hear a screaming from the women's bathroom, right? You know, we all look over and this lady runs out and she goes, "She shat on the floor." Right, this old little Asian lady comes out, you know, and you know she just walks back to her table, and we're like, "What the fuck is what the fuck did they say? Someone shit on the floor?" My manager goes in there. Yeah, there was a steamy pile on the fucking floor, right?
And she dropped trowel right there.
Yeah.
You have to pick it up.
No, I didn't.
Oh, thank God.
And I feel bad for my boy Dennis. Man, I would have quit on the spot. But this guy is suited up in this hazmat suit and went in there, and he, like a pro, he fucking cleaned that shit up. And he comes out and he's like, "I hate this fucking job."
Dude, I would never. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. So did she not know what a toilet was?
Dude, they don't have toilets over in China. What they have is like that little hole in the ground, right? And you just fucking pop a squat and just... And then that's it. You wipe your ass, use a bidet if I don't know
if
they have a bidet.
It doesn't take common sense to be like, man, I don't know what that white thing is, but there is a hole there.
not even like the sewage, like the drain pipe in the bathroom.
Waffle like stop you, it.
You could have took the cover off. That would have made more yeah. sense to me than a tile floor.
Yeah, man. It doesn't make any goddamn sense to me.
Dude, they just shit in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I listened to this other podcast, right? And he was talking about how he seen just like this Chinese family is just his mom and her little son. They'll walk down the street and then she stops and she pulls the kid's pants down and he would just shit right on the goddamn sidewalk, pull his pants up and then just go. These goddamn villagers, man, they're wild. And the way that they dress, because again, they're villagers, they don't know how to dress, so they will rock all these like Supreme gear and all that shit, but it's all mismatched. And they'll rock their fanny packs on the side. It's wild, bro. I just want that kind of money. I want Asian hype beast money.
Asian hype beast money? Why? That shit is so stupid.
I don't want to be a hype beast. I just want the money.
He doesn't want to be the Vietnamese hype beast. He wants to be.
I think that's so stupid on people that spend that money. And it's $100 for a white shirt with a red fucking box that says Supreme in white letters.
I'll be honest. When we start our merch, let's just have that same shirt, and instead of Supreme, it would just be bold. I like that.
It's just like $100 for something like that.
Yeah, I don't.
It's so simple. It's stupid.
Nah,
I don't understand the market value of clothing. It's like, okay, like for instance, your shoes. How much do you pay for those?
My shoes?
Yeah.
Like 20, 30 bucks.
Okay. See, that's like fairly reasonable in my opinion. I just cannot understand how you justify being like, yo, these Jordans, 500.
Hell no.
Dude, get the fuck.
500. I don't know about 500, but I spent 150 on shoes.
Hell no.
Dude, fuck that. Like, fuck that.
They better lace themselves for $500. That's when I'll buy them. When they release the self-lacing shoes, like, I'm in.
Okay. See, with me though, these boots, $100. But I'm going to make that fucking money back because they're my work boots.
Yeah, you wear them all the time, even when you're not at work.
It sickens me that you wear shoes in your house. What's wrong with you?
Wow.
Man, Matt's courteous. This ain't my house, but like.
Yeah, it's my house. Fuck off. I can do what I want here.
King shit.
I merely allow you in my presence.
He allows you in his domain.
See? All right, Dan might have, you know, his shit out in the world, but me, he might have his bitches. I got my two cats.
You got pussy
in my house. He's got pussy. I got pussy. I like to think of myself as the urban.
Urban. That's amazing. Urban Dan Blazerian. I love it.
All right, guys. On that note, you guys want to end it here?
Yeah.
Yeah, all we right. can end it here.
Yeah, that was a good episode. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing here, please leave a review if possible. Share it again, like we said in the beginning. And follow us on the Instagram, @TheBoldNotions.
And we would like to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be tomorrow for you. We hope everything goes well in these trying times. That's
don't
for sure.
Burn your house down.
Yeah, don't burn your house down.
Or trying to fry it.
And if you guys find any PlayStation 5s or Xboxes, DM me at TheBoldNotions.
All right. Peace.